Good evening. I call this February 22nd, 2000, or no, yeah. 2022 meeting of the Blair Mayor and City Council to order. My name is Rich Hansen, and I am the Mayor of Blair, and I'm glad you joined us this evening. It's my pleasure to introduce the members of the City Council and city staff that are with us tonight. We have Jensen Hall, Shank, Wolf, Willis, Rump, Stewart, and we also have City Administrator Storm, Assistant City Administrator Aaron Barrow, City Attorney Desiree Solomon, Director of Public Works Al Shoemaker, Brooke Zarko, also known as Marion the Librarian, Brenda Wheeler, and in the back row we have Chief J. Edgar Lager with us tonight as well. I had to do that. I'm sorry. This is a public meeting, and your participation is welcomed. We ask you to participate and encourage you to do so. If you do wish to speak, please come to the podium. By state statute, you must state your name, spell your last name, and give us your address as well. Keep your remarks brief. We ask you to limit them to 3 minutes. We understand that sometimes there may be an issue that can be emotional and you want to carry on a little. We do have some leeway for that, but for the most part, try to keep your remarks brief. And if it looks like the City Council is going to vote for something that you're here to propose, don't change their minds. That's supposed to be real fun. Turn off your cell phones. If you need to make a call, step outside the chamber. Let's see. A copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted at both ends. And special guest, we do have Mike Brooks with us tonight from Gateway Development. So if you would, please stand and we'll pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number 3 on our agenda tonight is approval of the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Moved by Hall, seconded by Rump to approve the consent agenda. Please vote your preference.
All council members present voting aye.
Motion passes. Item number 4, consider the request for Keno funding from the Blair Little League for improvements at the youth sports complex. Mr. Storm.
Mayor, Council, you have before you tonight a request for Keno funds in the amount of $26,330 to help the Little League do some additional work on the ball fields that needs to be done to be allow them to be able to better utilize those facilities. I think their desire is to do some field work. I think they're looking at removing a mound or two so that they can make the fields available to more teams and hopefully increase some of their revenues by allowing their fields to be used by others, which is something that we've tried to encourage over the years because bring people, other teams and so forth to town, at least our businesses get a shot at them. The finance committee did meet on this and we'll have a recommendation relative to the funding. There are representatives of our little league here that can answer any questions that you might have. From a Keno standpoint, we had budgeted $120,000 for projects, open funding that was not committed this year. And I think we spent about $30,000 of that to date, so there's about $90,000 available. Likewise, we had $60,000 budgeted out of Keno for the boat ramp, and that total project's going to be probably in the neighborhood of $60,000, split half with us and the NRD, so there's roughly another $30,000 available from that budgeted project that should be available. So with that, I would answer any questions that you might have.
Rod, we've talked just a little bit, like on the 26,000? $26,030. Is there any way we could maybe bump that up a little more just for additional projects that probably could be done there at that facility?
Again, Councilman, we can do anything that you as a council want to approve. I guess I'm not for sure what projects that you're talking. I know you mentioned at the committee meeting about maybe doing some hot water heaters, put heat, some hot water in some of the concessions,
right,
to be able to better sanitize things. I think if that is something that those organizations want to move forward with at your encouragement, that they could come back and request,
okay,
that would be the better,
okay,
approach on that. That way you'd have a better idea whether it's a $5,000 project or a $10,000 project.
All right, thank you.
Any other comments or questions from Mr. Storm from the council? Any comments or questions from the public?
Yeah, I got a couple of questions. Bring them up.
I'm Ryan Greenwood, GREENWOLD, 155 South 25th Street in Blair.
When did you guys change the name of Healthy Human Field from Eagle Field? How long ago did that happen?
Last year. We had been, Eagle Field had been the name of it for quite some time, and we had been looking for additional ways to find some revenue for the complex, and so we went with a new naming right.
Okay.
I reached out to the Healthy Human, and then they sponsored the field for 10 years.
Okay.
Well, I'll ask another question, because I know Frank was kind of thinking, so, but the other fields that were built upon labor and time from the other two gentlemen named after them, you don't intend on
there's
selling naming rights for
not at all.
You?
Not at all. The only thing that we've discussed on either of those would be maybe for a dugout, but the name
that's
Hardy and the name Wiederquist are there to stay.
Okay.
Good.
That's, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a list of goals or what you plan on doing to these fields, and do you have kind of a budget for what your estimated costs are?
Yes, sir. In fact, the amount that Mr. Storm had given you was what we had emailed him. We basically, essentially what we are looking to do, we've got a lot of overall improvements that need to be done essentially to the playing surface. And so this involves everything from bringing in just the actual products itself, which is the sand, and then as well as like field conditioner, as well as these portable mounds that we'd like to bring in that will make these fields available to a lot more age groups. And so that's essentially what it is for those hard products. And then all of the labor, it will be 100% donated, as well as the equipment by board members or rented, at our expense,
right,
and things like that we have budgeted.
So if you kind of heard the conversation I had with Rod.
Yes, sir.
I would like to have you guys get some hot water heaters in there so you've got hot water instead of washing everything with cold water.
Sure.
So you can sanitize and do everything else, with these tournaments and everything that you guys want to have there. It'd just be more efficient for you guys.
Yes.
And if you got to do any upgrading to the concession stands or whatever you got to do.
And that's a very valid point, which is a main reason why we are looking to try and do the things we're doing to the fields. We've always been very self-sufficient and tried to do as much in-house as what we possibly,
right,
can. We've kind of found ourselves a little bit locked with the amount of revenue that we can generate, and we feel that if we can bring in some tournaments, things like that, we can make a lot of those improvements to our,
absolutely,
windows and things like that as well.
Thank you.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Greenwood.
Our committee did meet, and Ryan, we appreciate your detailed plan that you did send to Rod. Obviously, being safer and less rainouts, I personally appreciated that the T-ball fields are going to be renovated in your plan as well. I think those have needed to be done for some time, and I think that's great. But I think being able to move the mound so that other leagues like the USSSA can come in, because those are different measurements, and being able to accommodate slump buster tournaments during the College World Series, etc., I think is going to be a great value to our community. So if nobody else has any other questions or discussion, I'd like to recommend approving the Keno City funding for the Blair Little League for the improvements at the youth sports complex in the amount of $26,330.
Second.
Moved by Rump, seconded by Wolf to approve the request from the Blair Little League for Keno funds.
All council members present voting aye.
And the motion carries. Item number 5, consider ordinance 2472 amending the Blair City Municipal Code, Chapter 7, Article 4, fireworks.
Mayor, Council, what you have is a proposed ordinance tonight that would modify slightly how the award of the fireworks stands for the City of Blair. As you know, over the last number of years, we've awarded three licenses for sale of fireworks at Vets Field. We've had some concerns over the last number of years of how many organizations some of the vendors went out and recruited, and you would come in with 10, 15 different vendors for one, or excuse me, nonprofits for each of the vendors, which was getting way out of, so that the one organization that maybe once came in and put one application in, the odds when you get into the lottery were so favored one direction that it was getting beyond. So what we did is we met with the finance committee, worked on, had Desiree prepare a amendment to the ordinance. The ordinance essentially in section 7401 defined several terms so that it was clear what we were talking about. In section 405, you had a change in there. You see that the amount of the license is not unchanged, which is 5,000. When you get down into the meat of the changes, would be where the City of Blair will have three licenses each year. The individual nonprofit entity will be allowed to submit up to two applications for a license with a non-refundable application of $100 fee. A vendor may be listed on no more than six applications by nonprofit. So it limits that down so that the number of times that a vendor can put their name in to be able to get into the drawing would be limited, would be fair to all concerns. In the proposed application that you have there, or excuse me, in the ordinance in front of you, I would note there in that last paragraph, it says all applications must be accompanied by bank draft or cashier's check in the amount. It says, it currently reads annual license fee. That should be in the amount the application fee. So just terminate it, just change there. That should be the application in the, when the ordinance is introduced. Otherwise, that's all the changes, and we'd be happy to try to answer your questions.
With no comments or questions from the council?
Was there a deal in there where 25% of their proceeds went to?
Yes, I probably missed that in there.
It is. A nonprofit?
Yeah, it would require that they would pay at least 25% of the net proceeds to the nonprofit, and then they have to, their procedures in there to verify that each year.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Rod. Any comments or questions from the public? If not,
I'll introduce Ordinance 2472.
An ordinance amending Chapter 7, Article 4 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair, Nebraska by amending Sections 7401, 7402, 404, 405, and 7406 in reference to the terms, days, and hours of sale, discharge, license required, and sale of fireworks, repealing all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance shall be full force and effect, providing for this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move the statutory rule regarding reading on three different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Whoa.
Councilmember Hall.
Did he get it? Did he get it in there? Moved by Wolf, seconded by Hall. The question before you, the council, is shall the statutory rule requiring reading on three different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
It makes that sound like.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance amending Chapter 7, Article 4 of the Municipal Code of the City of Blair, Nebraska by amending Sections 7-401, 402, 404, 405, and 7406 in reference to the terms, days, and hours of sale, discharge, license required, and sale of fireworks, repealing all ordinances, parts of ordinance conflict herewith, and providing this ordinance to be full force and effect, providing this ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move final passage of Ordinance 2472.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Schenck for final passage of Ordinance 2472.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance 2472 duly adopted. Item number six, ordinance number 2473, approving a purchase agreement for the sale of Lot 3, South 10th Street, City of Blair, Washington County, to Taryn Jennings.
Mayor and Council, you have before you a purchase agreement for the sale of Lot, I believe, 3 to Tara Jennings, which is Jennings Services, Inc., which is the, if you remember back about a couple year and a half ago, we worked with them with some LB 840 funds to help get their business off and going. Their business is going quite well, and they're needing to get into a building with office and to keep being able to grow their businesses and grow their employees and so forth. The Judiciary Committee, Real Estate Committee met and looked at all the proposals that we'd received. I think we received a total of about 5 proposals in addition to the 2 for the outlots, which the council approved at the last meeting. The committee recommended move forward with 3 of those at this time. I think there's one more that we'll review with the committee again here shortly to see whether or not with the covenants that was adopted at the last meeting, whether or not they want to go back to that individual to see if they're interested in moving forward at, I'll say, the same price or higher than what we're looking at proposing on these sales tonight. So this sale would be to Jennings Services. Sale price would be $70,000 for the roughly 1 acre, a little over 1 acre of real estate. And answer any questions that you might have.
No comments or questions from the council. Any comments or questions from the public? If not,
I'll introduce ordinance number 2473.
Second.
An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 3, South 10th Street Subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for the sale such to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Taryn Jennings, buyer, to make all notifications required under the Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all ordinances or parts of ordinance conflict herewith to be repealed, providing that said ordinance shall be in full force and effect following passage and publication required by law, and ordering the ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
Move the statutory reading regarding reading on 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Jensen, seconded by Schenck. And the question before the council is, shall the statutory ruling requiring reading on 3 different days be suspended? Please register your vote.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 3, South 10th Street, Subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for notice of such shall be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after the passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Taryn Jennings, buyer, to make all notifications required under Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all ordinance parts of ordinance conflict herewith to be repealed, and providing that said ordinance shall be in full force effect following passage of publication as required by law, and ordering the ordinance published in pamphlet form.
Move the final passage of ordinance number 2473.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Jensen, seconded by Schenck, for the final passage of 2473.
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance 2473 duly adopted. Item number 7 on our agenda is ordinance number 2474, approving a purchase agreement for the sale of Lot 4, South 10th Street Subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, to Kenneth B. and Roseanne M. Funk.
Mayor and Council, you have before you a purchase agreement for the sale of Lot 4 to Kenneth and Roseanne Funk. Mr. Funk is in the process of relocating his business from his business and residence, I should say, from Norfolk to Blair. They intend to be moving and have purchased a couple lots in Deerfield subdivision to build a new home. They have family in this area, so he's looking at trying to buy a piece of property to reestablish his business, construction business here in Blair. Anticipates being able to employ 2 to 3 to 4 full-time employees once they get fully moved from Norfolk and relocated. So the committee is recommending that we again sell the Lot 4 to Kenneth Funk for Funk Construction and price of $70,000 for the lot. Is there any questions?
Are there any comments or questions from the public?
I'd like to introduce ordinance number 2474.
An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 4 South 10th Street subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for the notice of such sale to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor enter a purchase agreement with Kenneth B. and Roseanne Funk. Buyer and to make all notifications required under Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the writer of matches, providing for all owners parts of owners conflict therewith, to repeal, providing that said owners should be full force, in effect, following passage of publication as required by law, and ordinance to be published in pamphlet form.
I move that the statutory rule regarding the reading on 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question?
The question before the council is, shall the statutory rule requiring reading on 3 different days be suspended?
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 4, South 10th Street Subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for notice of such sale to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to a purchase agreement with Kenneth B. and Roseanne M. Funk, buyer, and to make all notifications required under Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all owners, parts of owners conflict therewith, to be repealed, providing that said ordinance should be in full force and effect following passage and publication required by law, and ordering the ordinance published in pamphlet form.
I move for final passage of ordinance number 2474.
Second.
Question?
Moved by Shank, seconded by Wolf. The question before the council is, shall ordinance 2474 be passed and adopted?
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2474 duly adopted. Item number 8. Consider ordinance 2475 approving a purchase agreement for sale of Lot 1, South 10th Street, Subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, to Brian D. Levender Revocable Trust, dated October 24, 2013. Mr. Storm.
Mayor, Council, you have before you tonight a purchase agreement for the sale of Lot 1 to Levender, Brian Levender Revocable Trust. Brian is the owner of Levender Body Shop. They've been looking to locate in Blair for about a year and a half and have not been able to find a suitable location. They like the location there along 10th and Wilbur, and he will be building a new body shop. They have body shops in Grand Island, I want to say Hastings, Fremont. I know there's one in Omaha, which butts up against 680. Just would be east of the Cabela's exit in that area there. So they have several body shops, and he, like I said, been interested and located in Blair. They'll employ, I think, would be around 5-6 full-time employees. If everything goes, they won't be able to grow it and expand for either more additional employment. So again, the purchase price is $70,000. And I would answer any questions anybody might have.
I guess I'm going to ask right out because we have a couple of body shops here that have turned into car accumulation places.
What's that?
We've had a couple of body shops in Blair that turned into car accumulation places is what I'm going to call it. But along that strip there, what's going to be the parameters for them? Fencing, guarding, not overspilling into the streets?
In the zoning for...
And it's permitted use.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if judiciary discussed that or not.
We discussed part of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm sure with any, I don't know what body shops have cars everywhere, but if they do have cars somewhere, it's probably because of the lack of parts from suppliers or vendors.
This is prior to the shortage.
Okay, well, I have no idea what you're even talking about. But I'm going to guess with the covenants that we have in the front with the landscaping, whatever else, it'll have to be a fence, it'll have to be stripped, just like everything else that we have here in town. So anything that's going to be fixed will be behind that fence.
Thank you.
Any other questions for Mr. Storm? Any comments or questions from the public?
I introduce ordinance number 2475.
An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 1, South 10th Street, subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for notice of such sale to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Brian D. Levander, Revocable Trust, dated October 24, 2013, fire, and to make all notifications required under the Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for the ordinances or parts of ordinance conflict herewith, and requesting the said ordinance will be in full force and effect following passage and publication as required by law, and ordering the ordinance published in pamphlet form.
Under the statutory rule regarding reading in 3 different days be suspended for consideration of said ordinance.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by, was that you, Kevin?
No, me.
Excuse me. Shank. Suspending the reading on 3 different days for consideration of said ordinance.
All council members present voting aye. An ordinance authorizing the sale of Lot 1, South 10th Street, subdivision, City of Blair, Washington County, Nebraska, providing for notice of such sale to be published for 3 consecutive weeks immediately after the passage of this ordinance, authorizing the mayor to enter into a purchase agreement with Brian D. Levander, Revocable Trust, dated October 24, 2013, buyer, and to make all notifications required under the Nebraska Revised Statute 16-202, including notification of the right of remonstrance, providing for all ordinance parts and ordinance conflict therewith to be repealed, and providing that said ordinance shall be in full force in effect following passage and publication as required by law, and ordering the ordinance be published in pamphlet form.
Move for final passage, ordinance 2475.
Second.
Question.
Moved by Shank, seconded by Wolf. The question before the council is, shall ordinance 2475 be passed and adopted?
All council members present voting aye.
I declare ordinance number 2475 adopted. Joe, before you come up, I'd like to ask the council and the chamber, please, to afford a moment of silence for 2 Blairites that passed in the last week. Gary Combs, who was chairman of the Airport Authority and did tremendous work, and I'm sure Rod would agree with this, and then also longtime services provider John Erickson, who died last week. He did a lot of work for the city and was a good citizen for Blair. So if we could just have a... longtime fireman Bob Dakota. So just observe a moment of silence for them. Okay, item number 9. Sorry, Chief.
Oh, you're fine. No problem. Do you have...
I do.
Yep.
Applicants in this order. Brandon Gurn, Jackson Radloff, Savannah Keller, and Austin Peck will be approved as conditional?
Yeah, those 4 I would like you to appoint tonight for a conditional offer of employment. You need to appoint them and have the council vote on them. And I have a little rundown on them. I can do it before or after, however you wish.
Prior to the vote?
Prior.
Okay.
Yeah, why don't you do that prior to the vote? Thank you, John.
The first one on the list there, Brandon Gurn, G-U-E-R-N. Born in Iowa, but grew up in Lincoln. Graduated high school at Lincoln Southwest. Graduated Midland with a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. Worked at Tecumseh State Correctional for 2 years, and then Schuyler PD about almost 6 years. So he's a certified officer that we'd like to hire. Jackson Redloff was born in Texas. However, he grew up in Blair, graduated here from Blair High School, went to Metro, earned an associate's degree in criminal justice, did security work with a private firm and also at UNO College as one of the security officers. Was recently hired by Fremont PD and has worked over there for about 2 years. So we're swiping one from Skyler and from Fremont. Now we get to the next one. Savannah Keller, she grew up in Blair, graduated from Blair High School. She's currently working at the Washington County Correctional Institute as a correctional officer. She is not certified and pretty young, but she comes highly recommended and did very well on an interview. So. Last one, Austin Peck. Born in Sarpy County, graduated high school in Bennington, began his career in Arlington, Texas as the correctional officer for the Arlington Police Department. He was an inmate or an intake person, what they call it down there.
He was an inmate.
Guest?
Yeah. Well, as he put it, he wore one uniform and they wore another.
You kind of know what you meant, Joe.
Currently works for the Nebraska Department of Corrections as a correction corporal and has worked there for 3 years, 4 years, sorry. No. So two of them are certified. That's probably why we have a visitors in the back so they can hear that we got two to try to bolster the staff right away. And then two will probably go through Grand Island and their process will be a much longer one, but that way you have not all your eggs in one basket in the police department. And if I count right, if all four work out, plus the California one that was quite some time ago, that should put us up to full staff. So I'm not counting my eggs yet either.
So Joe, the correctional ones, what kind of training have they had? Or Kevin, maybe you know?
There's not a lot of training as in making traffic stops, doing accidents, right. Doing reports, but actually...
formal training of class.
Well, they have the CPR, they have different training in there, but I'll tell you what, most of the police department, most of the job that the police officers do are interacting with the public. And out here where it's easy to talk to normal people, and you get your communication skills, you work on it and you get better at it, and you see young officers are, you know, maybe having trouble with it, older ones such as me, you know, you go through it. Now put yourself in a correctional institute where you're in a closed environment with someone that does not want to be there, and they use their skills, verbal skills, to try to de-escalate that. They have a lot of non-police skills that are very important to police officers.
Thank you.
So, do we need a motion, Rod, or do I just appoint?
To approve the mayor appointment.
I will make a motion to approve the appointment of the four officers as directed by the mayor as police officers with the Blair PD.
Second.
Moved by Hall, seconded by Schenck to approve Brandon Gern, Jackson Radloff, Savannah Keller, and Austin Peck. I see Mr. Radloff is with us. Thank you for coming, Jackson.
So when's the anticipated for the other that are working for another department? When will they transfer over?
They will probably be bothering Brenda tomorrow trying to line up a time. All of the new applicants need to do a psychological and a physical testing with a doctor. Once that's done, then, you know, you want to make sure where they're working now, they have ample time to give a notice.
Right.
And then once that notice is done, then they start. The other two, you have to do a lot of paperwork and go through,
right.
Try to line them up, go through Grand Island.
One thing I would point out with council, which is not exactly what we're talking here, but I think good information at this point, is the governor's budget this year does include, I think it's like $40 million out of the state ARPA funds to reconstruct or rebuild or add on to the training facility to help give the officers up-to-date training that currently cannot be handled through that facility. It's an aging facility. So the governor has committed to putting some additional funds in there if the legislature agrees, which then will help get in additional officers, hopefully increase the amount of training and so forth to get officers in and out of there so that we get good, continue to get good quality officers within the communities.
It really hasn't changed since I went there in 1985.
Wow.
It's needed.
So.
Okay, thank you, Chief Logger. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Item number 10, consider resolution 2022-9 setting the date for the Board of Equalization to levy special assessments against paving, water, and sanitary sewer improvements in Southern Hills Subdivision, South 10th Street Subdivision, and Northern View Subdivision Phase 2. Mr. Storm.
Again, Mayor Council, this is a procedure item to be able to give notice to any of the individuals with owning lots within those subdivisions of what the proposed assessment schedules are and so forth. So this is set the Board of Equalization hearing for the next council meeting, and again, just procedural action to be able to get those notices out after this meeting.
I'll introduce resolution number 2022-9.
Resolution number 2022-9 was introduced by Councilmember Shank, setting the date for the Board of Equalization to levy special assessments against paving, water, sanitary sewer improvements in Southern Hills Subdivision, South 10th Street Subdivision, and Northern View Subdivision Phase 2.
I make a motion to adopt resolution 2022-9 as presented.
Second.
Moved by Wolf, seconded by Jensen to adopt resolution number 2022-9 as presented.
All council members present voting aye.
The motion carries. Mr. Storm.
I have nothing to report at this point.
Have nothing?
Nothing.
Okay. Andrew?
I move we adjourn.
Second.